Welcome to The Flash Politics, where we delve into the critical issues shaping the political landscape. In today's episode, we're exploring the intricate concept of the deep state in U.S. politics, the growing disillusionment among young Latino voters, and a figure in Congress who's blending tactics from both sides of the aisle. Stay with us for thought-provoking insights on these topics. The term deep state has stirred considerable controversy, gaining prominence during and after Donald Trump's presidency. Rachel, can you shed some light on this topic?
Certainly, Wendy. The concept of the deep state refers to an alleged clandestine network within the government aiming to undermine elected officials to pursue hidden agendas. Trump has vocally opposed this supposed network, claiming it's sabotaging his efforts and pushing interests contrary to his own. He has promised to reshape the federal bureaucracy to align more closely with his vision if given a second term.
What kind of transformations are we talking about?
Trump's proposals include removing long-standing civil service protections, structuring the bureaucracy to prioritize loyalty over expertise, and potentially relocating a significant number of federal jobs out of Washington, D.C. Critics argue that such moves could undermine the integrity, efficiency, and nonpartisan nature of the federal government.
That sounds like it would have profound implications. How effective were Trump's attempts during his first term?
His efforts, like reclassifying civil service workers as political appointees, faced broad criticism and were ultimately ineffective, mainly due to timing and reversal by the Biden administration. However, the Trump campaign is doubling down on these plans, indicating a significant shift in the bureaucratic landscape if he's reelected.
This discussion touches on fundamental questions about government roles, the balance of power, and democratic accountability. It's a narrative that shapes how we perceive public service in today's polarized political environment. Turning our attention to another critical issue, disillusionment is spreading among young Latino voters. Sean, what's behind this trend?
Young Latino voters, particularly in battleground states, express a growing apathy towards both major political parties. This sentiment is rooted in disillusionment with the political system and specific policy concerns, such as climate change, the Israel-Hamas conflict, the cost of living, and affordable housing.
How does this affect their electoral impact?
Their disillusionment may dilute their traditionally significant electoral impact. Despite their growing numbers, many young Latinos feel unrepresented and are caught in a wave of dissatisfaction, potentially decreasing their participation in upcoming elections.
Are there issues that could mobilize this demographic?
Definitely. Issues like immigration and abortion rights, for instance, resonate deeply with many young Latino voters and could drive their electoral participation. Engaging and addressing these concerns will be crucial for any party seeking their support as the 2024 election approaches.
It's a complex landscape. The diverse and pressing issues that animate their political participation are worth paying close attention to. Let's talk about a notable figure shaking things up in Congress. Lester, tell us about Jared Moskowitz.
Jared Moskowitz is gaining attention for his unique blend of tactics in Congress. An attorney and former head of Florida's emergency management, Moskowitz is known for employing eye-catching stunts and quick retorts. His bipartisan approach has earned him praise from both sides of the aisle.
What makes his approach significant?
Moskowitz doesn't fit neatly into any political category. By crossing party lines and focusing on effective legislation over politics, he's playing a transformative role in today's polarized environment. His strategy of fighting fire with fire showcases his commitment to battling extremism and promoting cross-party collaboration.
It's refreshing to see a politician striving for effectiveness and collaboration in such a highly charged political landscape. Moskowitz's journey offers a compelling narrative on the potential for unity and impactful governance.
As we conclude this episode of The Flash Politics, we've navigated through the murky waters of the deep state narrative, the disenchantment of young Latino voters, and a politician defying the odds. These discussions illuminate the complexities and evolving dynamics of our political reality. Remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand. Thank you for tuning in.